7 o'clock it is. Dennis Nakata here, September 4th, 2019. We're News Talk 590, KUGN, shaping up to be... It doesn't get much more accurate than sticking your eyes out on the prize here. There's the sun. Beautiful sunrise. Dry for now. Maybe a little wet on the way for tomorrow with a high today. We'll work our way up to, say, about 86. Bonus. We got a bonus. What's up Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN. Connecting, of course, and we appreciate our connection relationship with the city of Eugene. We have Shane Rhodes. You've been with the city for just over a year, right?
Yeah. Transportation options coordinator for the Public Works Department.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you for making the time. Give me a great big what's up.
What's up?
What's up? And we have Sergeant Sean Marsh. How are we doing over there?
If I were any better, I'd be you.
Oh, boy. Here we, that didn't take long, did it? Huh? So, guys, we're here to because school is school season. It's here. Kids are going back to school. Bethel started yesterday. We have a lot of students that went through freshman orientation day, and everybody basically gears back into school mode this week. Let's talk about transportation safety. We'll start with you.
Yeah, it's back to school time, and it's a good time to remember. You know, we've all had a summer off, and now we're back to school, and we got to start watching again for those school zones. Those flashing lights mean something, whether it's on a school bus and it's flashing red and you don't want to pass, or it's the flashing crosswalks and the reminders to tell people to stop at those crosswalks, but then at the same time that every corner is a crosswalk. And when you see kids out walking to school, riding their bikes to school, getting on or off the buses, make sure you're paying extra attention. You know, it's some kids are excited about going back to school and might not be paying full attention. People who are driving really need to take that extra time to pay special attention now that school is getting back into session. Watch those 20-mile-an-hour school zones that you might have forgotten about over the summer. School's back in session, and watch for those zones.
Appreciate that. Sergeant Marsh, how preparation-wise, how do you gear up for start of school?
Well, one of the things that we do, we're partnering with 4J this year. We're actually later today at Holt Elementary having a kind of a media gathering. I've assigned all my guys on the traffic team to work with the individual resource officers as well. And for us, it comes down to safety. That's the big key. And as he's mentioned earlier, you know, kids are going back, and a lot of times they're kids, so we don't know what they're going to do. And, you know, they may run out into the road. So we really urge people to slow down, give yourself plenty of extra time. There's a lot more traffic now. The school buses are a huge concern as well. Yearly, we get a number of complaints of people running past the stoplights and the stop sign of the bus, which even if it's if you're coming towards the bus, you still have to stop. You have to wait unless it's a divided road. And, you know, most of the school zones are not like that. And really what it comes down to is safety. And we're going to be out there working the school zones and making sure that people are obeying the speed limits and just driving carefully.
It seems like the same message year in and year out, but you just pointed out something that jumped out at me, and that is there's more traffic. There are more cars.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, yeah. There's, you know, if you think about it, all these kids and their parents are transporting back and forth to school that all summer long, it hasn't been there. And so there's going to be a huge influx of vehicles on the roads, you know, starting today throughout the rest of the school year. And you need to give yourself plenty of time. You know, one of the big issues we have throughout the city, not just in the school season, but, you know, running red lights and speeding and cell phones and all those things that work for distracted driving, we really try to curb that and remind people that, look, just leave a few minutes early, make sure you give yourself plenty of time, and be patient and be courteous to other drivers out there. So everybody's trying to get the same place.
I hope that we can you guys can hang out. You're okay for a couple more minutes?
Oh, yeah.
Super duper. It's back to school time, and it's a bonus what's up here on News Talk 590 KUGN.
Here's the latest weather on KUGN.
Upstairs we go, mercury-wise, up to about, say, 86. Well, believe it or not, we may be a little warmer tomorrow, but we're going to add maybe the chance of a little moisture and add that to our little weather recipe for tomorrow. And then Friday, partly sunny, up to about 82 or so. Moving up on 705, where are we sitting at current temperature-wise? 52 degrees at News Talk 590 KUGN. 718 here at KUGN, News Talk 590. Bonus! What's up? here on KUGN with our City of Eugene transportation guru. That's on your card,
that
right?
Is, yes.
Shane Rhodes, and also with us from Eugene Police Sergeant Sean Marsh. Thanks, guys, for hanging out. Let's get right to it here, Shane, as far as our safe routes to schools. That's coming up. That's important.
Yeah, that's right. Since it's back to school time, it's a good time to remember that we are encouraging more students to try and walk and bike to school. And Safe Routes to School, a great program in our community, is hosting the Walk and Bike to School Day on October 2nd. So, you know, in these first couple days of school, I know some families like to drive their kids to school and make sure they get situated. And but we definitely encourage to help reduce that traffic around schools, to have people let their kids ride the bus to school if they can, or walk or bike. And especially on October 2nd, the Safe Routes to School program holds some really great celebrations and festivities to encourage families to try that out, find a neighbor who also might go to the same school, and start a little walk-in school bus or some sort of program to get the kids walking together and safely, and talk to them about the best ways to do that, find a good route, talk about safe crossings, and you know, in combination with everyone slowing down, hopefully it'll be a safe route to school.
Your background with the 4J leading into this job there, it's helped out quite a bit as far as tackling back to school, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's great to be able to work with the same team that I worked with Safe Routes to School, and that, you know, we all have this same vision in working now at the City of Eugene on our Vision Zero program, where we're really working to try and bring down the number of deaths and serious injuries on our streets. And we do that through a lot of education and encouragement programs, also looking at how we build our infrastructure. And so with Safe Routes to School, they're working on, you know, the youth side of it and families. And at the City of Eugene, it's really broad throughout the community on a lot of different fronts.
Appreciate the work that you do. Thank you. Sergeant Marsh, front and center, please.
Right here.
Yes, sir. Packing. In a perfect world, we would not have to remind everybody to pack an extra dose of patients in your brown paper sack. It's not a perfect world, is it?
It is not. You know, and one of the things that for us on the traffic team, we obviously believe in traffic safety. That's why we do what we do. If we could go out and work a day and not have to stop anybody because there weren't any violations, that would be a success. Unfortunately, with the human factor involved, and that is probably not going to be the case. One of the things we really emphasize to people is, you know, slow down, be patient, and be a courteous driver. And I know for all of us, that's a struggle at times, because you get caught up in the amount of traffic that's out there. And with all the construction, it's frustrating. You're taking different routes and the light cycles don't appear to be long enough. So you get through two or three rotations to get through it. But, you know, understand that everybody's experiencing the same thing. So take a deep breath. Leave a few minutes early and just be patient.
Not to make light of the picture, but the last time I was at DMV, and we're talking patience here, it's an indicator. If you can't be patient at DMV, what the heck kind of driver are you going to be when you get behind the wheel?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's you have to be patient there, because it takes a long time to get through there. But there's a lot of people there as well. So, and really, it comes down to the same thing, driving. There's a lot of people on the road. Our community has grown tremendously over the last several years. And with that, there's more drivers. And, you know, again, we just ask people to slow down, take a deep breath, leave a few minutes early, and be a safe and courteous and cautious driver.
That would be the easiest way to budget a little extra time.
Absolutely.
To get from point A to point B.
Right? Yeah. Or even try a different mode. You know, if we can get more people trying other ways to get there, then we'll have less traffic on the road, too.
Kids don't want to be seen driving up to school anyway, the front of school.
That's
with
right.
Mom and Dad, right?
That's okay.
So you could avoid that whole situation just like that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Sure, appreciate it. Guys, thank you. Shane Rhodes with the City of Eugene Transportation, thank you for coming in. And Sergeant Marsh, appreciate your stopping by.
Thank you for having us.
And thank you for pointing out I have a face made for radio. That's really...
No, I said I had a face made for radio.
Well, that makes us twins. I appreciate that. What's up Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN.